This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have again with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you know the routine. If not, I'm going to give it to you. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio works with sonsoflibertymedia.com, as well as Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1EE. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And again, if this is the first time listening to this show, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com with yours truly, moi, Bradley Dean, do understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That's it. It's that simple. And we follow the Christ here. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, John 14:6. And as the Word says, follow me as I follow Christ. Where I leave off Christ and His Word, then quit following, friends, because we're all following the Christ here. 1 Corinthians 11:1 once again. You know, it's interesting. Today, I got some audio pieces I want to play for you again, just to kind of come behind and validate everything that's been said to you, because that's usually how it happens in a ministry like this. You say it, and then a couple weeks later, a couple months later, a couple years later, people catch up to what you've been warning the people about, because God is faithful to prophetically warn us time and time again, because He is a merciful God. Indeed, He is. But to them that keep the commandments of the Lord, let's keep it in context. But just today, I was at the post office, and while I was in the post office, I was just going to mail off some packages because we've got some orders going out on a daily basis from the sonsoflibertymedia.com, our store, people buying products and such. And as I'm standing in line, I'm a drummer, so I'm all of a sudden my right foot starts tapping, and I'm tapping a beat. And all of a sudden I see these two little guys come in, one probably 4 years old, and his big brother was with him probably, 5, 6 years old, just playing it safe. And before I knew it, friends, all of a sudden, while I'm playing a beat with my right foot, just tapping my foot, this little four-year-old right behind me starts to tap his foot exactly the way that I'm tapping my foot. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because I wonder what kind of a world we're leaving to our posterity. And the reason, again, I'm saying that, friends, is because when we look at what the grown-ups are doing, just keep in mind the kids are right behind them doing the exact same thing. You do need to understand that. It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the one that boldly stood to the face of the likes of the Nazis back in the 30s, who said, "The ultimate test of a moral society, a God-obeying society, one that loves the Lord, is the kind of world that it leaves to its children." Let me say it again. The ultimate test of a moral society, the ultimate test of a Christian society, is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. What kind of society have you left for your children? Because, friends, if you think things are bad today, can you imagine what's coming up right behind us? Especially the way that adults act today, if you want to call them that. And I'm cautious to say that because a lot of adults still have not grown up mentally. And the Bible says that we're supposed to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not to fall back in our sin, right? And grow downwards as we follow who? He who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10 has a bunch of reprobates. No, that's not our lot. But again, keep in mind what Dietrich said. He said the ultimate test of a Christian society is the kind of world that it leaves to his children. In other words, if you fail to leave your children with the testimony of Jesus Christ, guess what? It shows you that you never truly walked in Jesus Christ. Now, are you responsible for the way that your kids act when they leave the house? No, but you are responsible to train up your children in the ways that they should go so when they are old, they will not depart from them. Can everybody say true that? And we also understand that Jesus said wisdom is justified by her children. But going back to the post office, the little boy's tapping my foot spot on. And I just thought, whoa, the influence of the adults on these little innocent ones, these little precious people. And when I look at what's going on through the adults, did you know, let me take it over to what's going on across the United States again. Did you know that Planned Parenthood, Cecil Richards, she's a mass murderer and she's the CEO of Planned Parenthood. And we know that the founder of Planned Parenthood is none other than Margaret Sanger, who said the most merciful thing that a family can do to one of its own family members is to kill it. Okay? So we're looking at a mass murderer, Cecil Richards, who's going along with what corrupt anti-American government is doing by sanctioning murder. But this is the point I wanted to make. This is the example our children get to tap along with. Planned Parenthood spends $20 million on Hillary Clinton's primary campaign. I want you to listen carefully. Receiving over $500 million annually from the federal government. That means money's stolen from you to support these groups. Now, here I'm going to take it another step because I guarantee you, you haven't thought this far for the most part. And again, I'm not talking down to you. I'm just trying to educate for those that don't know the difference in a positive way. I'm exhorting you. As they steal away your tax dollars and illegally reallocate them to the likes of Planned Parenthood, here you have these organizations spending money on the candidates that are actually advocating the crime in the first place. Folks, that is called money laundering in the face of the people. Now, I'm going to say that again. Planned Parenthood is spending $20 million on the criminal Hillary Clinton's primary campaign. Again, just like Barack Hussein Obama, who was supporting the likes of Hillary and Barack, just pointing out their sinful criminal lifestyles. While receiving over $500 million from taxpayers in America, the government illegally takes your tax dollars, reallocates them to the mass murder and the likes of Cecil Richards, the CEO of Planned Parenthood, only to give back to the likes of a criminal named Hillary Clinton. Did you also know that Cecil Richards has made a profit of over $127 million alone in 2014? You want to talk about paying off your little buddies? Friends, this is mob money. Did you know babies that were murdered in 2015 were $328,000 plus? And this is how Hillary Clinton, if it's not through the acts of treason concerning the ranchers out in Oregon and Nevada, folks, it's off the dead. It's off the innocent in the womb that are murdered in the womb. But again, friends, they say that it's okay to take your tax dollars, give it to the likes of the mass murderer Cecil Richards, only to give it back to the likes of those that advocate the crime in the first place. So you know who the criminals are. What kind of society are you going to leave your children, friends? Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Well, sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 2-pocket folders for just 17 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I was just talking about right during the first segment there, the ultimate test of a Christian society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. So, and then what I did is I took it over to the likes of the murderer herself, who's working for other murderers. Namely Cecil Richards, mass murder, and CEO Planned Parenthood. And again, friends, these people get away with their crimes because the American people let them do it in the front of your eyes. That's the sad part about all this, right? Evil prevails because good men do nothing. We've heard this 1,000 times. Well, guess what, friends? It's true. And that will always be the case. And furthermore, if the good people would do the good thing and the right thing, we wouldn't have evil people. Well, we're always going to have evil people to deal with, but the bottom line is we wouldn't have it running so rampant if we were willing to deal with it. We would send the message that others also may fear through judgment that we're not going to tolerate your crimes. But I was just highlighting the fact that when I was in a post office, I started beating with my foot, tapping it on the ground, and this little four-year-old comes in with his brother to pick up a parcel, probably 5 or 6 years old. The little boy, as I'm tapping my foot, starts to tap his foot exactly the way that I was tapping my foot. And I thought, well, what's the message? Because we know wisdom is justified by our children, and we also know that God lays to our charge as a parent and a responsible people to obligate ourselves before a just and a holy God to train up our children in the ways that they would go, and when they are old, they will not depart from. So let's say what I just said in the sense of what is the lesson and what is to be taught. Well, if the children are copying the adults and we can see what's going on, we see that we have given permission to adults to murder the likes of these little ones in the womb, what do you think is going to happen when they're grown up? And again, what's the lesson that the children have been taught? To kill. And it's okay to kill. And furthermore, friends, let me take it over to our friends over at Black Lives Matters again. I mean, if you're standing back trying to figure out why the kids are acting in such a fashion that they are, and I'm even talking about the criminal in the White House, friends, it's because that's the way they've been trained up. See, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation is going to be the philosophy taught in the next. And it's going to be made applicable unto the people that they are to be subservient to, either good or bad. Either, let me say it this way in a spiritual sense. Either you live for the blood or the blood's going to condemn you. And what we're seeing is the lessons are starting to condemn us because we're not stopping the crime. And we're not teaching our kids to stop the crime because we've took thou shalt not off the walls. We allowed the Supreme Court, the black robed tyrants in the Supreme Court, literally, friends, to go ahead and advocate what God condemns through committing an oligarchy back in 1962. And are things getting better since we've lowered the law? Nope. Things are getting worse. But they advocate lawlessness because it's a moneymaker, friends. And that's how the bureaucracy is growing on a daily basis, because you're allowing corruption to water those corrupt seeds in so many different ways. But when we look at Black Lives Matter, okay, and I want to say Black Lives Matter. And again, folks, keep in mind, there's a very, 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 very small portion of these guys. Well, Sheriff Clark, for those that did not know, was interviewed by none other than Don Lemon, another black man. They're both black men. One is the sheriff of Milwaukee, and the other one is a propagandist that works for CNN. Now, before I play this audio for you, I want you to understand again what Amber Lyons said. She was a journalist who worked for CNN, and she was fired because she began to expose CNN for who they were. And keep in mind as well, friends, CNN's ratings are so bad that the president, the former president of CNN, and left because the ratings were so bad. And lest you are ill-informed to believe that CNN has got it going on, I want you to understand that they have less than 2 million viewers a day across the boards. See, again, well, every time I go to an airport, or I go to a bus station, or I go to the train depot, CNN's everywhere. Yep, and it's all bought and paid for. Now let's go back to Amber Lyon. She said that she was ordered to report fake stories while working for CNN, to delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, and to construct stories in specific manners while working for CNN. She said, Amber Lyon did, CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on the others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content. And also keep in mind, the New York Times blurted the truth out in their confusion about a year and a half, 2 years ago now, friends, when they told you, the American people, that everything that is released on Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration is first vetted by that administration before you get their information. Okay? That's how sick and foolish the American people have become. So let's go to Sheriff Clark being interviewed by another black man named Don Lemon, who is a propagandist that works for CNN, talking about Black Lives Matter. Listen carefully.
Our breaking news tonight, 3 officers dead, 3 wounded in Baton Rouge. A really tough day for Baton Rouge and for the country, really. Here to talk about how to keep our police safe is Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. He is going to be speaking at the Republican convention tomorrow night. Sheriff, thank you very much for that. Horrific day. I spoke to the heads of the sheriff department, the police department, and the state police down there, and they told us how their hearts were reeling. Their message is peace and coming together in the country. What's your message?
You don't believe that for 1 minute, do you?
That their message is?
Yeah.
That's what they said to me.
Okay.
Yeah, believe them.
Any protests over the deaths of these cops today in Baton Rouge?
I don't know that.
Any riots or protests over the police officers in Dallas, Texas?
What are you asking?
It's a pretty simple question.
I asked you if what's your message to the people. Their message is one of peace. What is your message?
My message has been clear from day one, 2 years ago. This anti-cop sentiment from this hateful ideology called Black Lives Matter has fueled this rage against the American police officer. I predicted this 2 years ago. So
do I want to know? With all due respect, do you know that this was because of that?
Yes, I do.
The law enforcement officer?
I've been watching this for 2 years. I predicted this. This anti-police rhetoric sweeping the country has turned out some hateful things inside of people that are now playing themselves out on the American police officer. I want to know, with all of the black-on-black violence in the United States of America, by the way, when the tragedies happened in Louisiana and Minnesota, You know that 21 black people were murdered across the United States?
Well,
was there any reporting on that?
Black officer who was killed today. But let's.
Was there any reporting on that?
Sheriff, please. Let's just keep the volume down.
See, please. Hang on a second, Sam. Do you see what's happening here, friends? He's trying to stop the sheriff for calling out the likes of the media and for those that are going along to get along, because it doesn't go along with the propaganda and the set narrative. Here you have Don Lemon, friends, trying to stop the sheriff from telling you the truth. And then what does he resort to? Come on. Let's just, you know, let's basically have a civil conversation here. You can lower your voice. He's not raising his voice, friends. He's trying to let the American people know that the media in a large respect, friends, is responsible for the lives of these cops that have been murdered off. And it's all being fueled by who? The President of the United States of America and the likes of Hillary Clinton. America, why do you put up with this? This is going to fall on your heads sooner or later. Because if you fail to deal with the individual, you are at length, friends, an accomplice to the crime that's being committed. And rest assured, God sees all, you're going to pay the piper sooner or later concerning the things that you tolerate. But here again, the CNN, Don Lemon, the propagandist himself, this little useful idiot, is trying to shut down the sheriff from telling you the absolute truth because it doesn't go along with the CIA paid narrative, friends. Listen to the rest of this.
I'm looking at three dead cops this week,
Sheriff,
and I'm looking at five last year. You trying to tell me to keep it down?
Just please. We can keep it civil. So, because the message to people at home, I'm sure you want, is one of civility.
I wish, Don, I wish you had that message of civility.
I would like to have a conversation
for this hateful ideology, these purveyors of hate.
I don't know what my message is.
That's
what I want to say to you is,
these people preach vile and virtue in the name of hate.
And we'll be right back. Are you going to let me talk?
Did you hear that, friends? Are you going to let me talk? Are you going to let me control the narrative here? As Don Lemon keeps looking out, like as if he's looking for his boss, saying, okay, I'm in trouble, I need some help here. I mean, America, when are you going to figure this stuff out? And some of you say, well, I've already got it figured out. Well, let me ask you, are you a part of the resolve that needs to be brought forth through judgment? Or are you just going along to get along? Are you just turning the radio dial, listening to the next individual that's going to tell you what's going on in this country? And what's sad to say is about the time the American people figure out what's going on, it's going to be too late. The boat's going to be sunk, is it not? Because we see that three-quarters of the ship is already head first in the water. And for some reason or another, the American people feel that it doesn't apply to them. And I do not know why. For all you Trumpites, for all those that are just mad at Bradley Dean for not getting on the boat to help sink it a little bit quicker, I want to show you how you're being used by the dupes of ill-designing men, because I'm going to play a piece from Mrs. Trump in parallel to Michelle Obama in 2008. It's called Plagiarism, friends.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for detail.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to play some audio. It's really short. I love this. I love this for the purpose of knowing why I'm being very prudent about staying away from the political games in which the grown-ups are so accustomed to play with. It's interesting how the grown-ups don't learn their lesson, and they're played over and over by the dupes of ill-designing men. And they're played as the dupes. In other words, they're looking at you, American, laughing at you all the way to the White House in so many different ways, or to the throne of power, as they would call it, because they do believe that they're, for some reason or another, demigods. But I have some audio here for you concerning Mrs. Trump. This is her speech at the RNC, just so you can understand why I'm a Christocrat. Like, why, in understanding why our forefathers were Christocrats, they didn't get caught up in the game. It was an issue of principle, not emotions. But here is Mrs. Trump. Just recently at the RNC, and I put into parallel Michelle Obama's speech back in 2008. In America, for all you Trumpites, I just have a question for you. What about all of this? Check this out.
My parents impressed on me the values that you work hard for what you want in life.
And Barack and I were raised with so many of the same values. Like, you work hard for what you want in life.
That your word is your bond, and you do what you say and keep your promise.
That your word is your bond, that you do what you say you're going to do.
That you treat people with respect. They taught and showed me values and morals in their daily life.
That you treat people with dignity and respect, even if you don't know them, and even if you don't agree with them.
That is a lesson that I continue to pass along to our son. And we need to pass those lessons on to the many generations to follow.
And Barack and I set out to build lives guided by these values and to pass them on to the next generation.
Because we want our children in this nation to know that the only limit to your achievements is the strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them.
Because we want our children and all children in this nation to know that the only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them.
Wow. Man. Really? Did I hear what I think I just heard? Yeah. It's almost verbatim, folks. It's called plagiarism. It's Michelle Obama's speech Mrs. Trump was giving. Bradley, don't you speak out against Donald Trump like that. No, we don't want to speak out against your little political idol because you're all caught up in your emotions because you've left principles. But keep in mind, that's why these people rule instead of represent. Because you have become subjects to these individuals because you yourself have left your principles. So you've given yourself over to tyranny and you want to attempt to justify it because you haven't learned that you're the ones that are being played as the dupes of ill-designing men. That was Mrs. Trump just recently at the Republican National Convention Center saying verbatim, almost word for word throughout the sentences. I'm saying almost because of, friends, the same exact thing. And furthermore, all of you Trumpites, I'm just curious. Make America great again. Where do you suppose that came from? Well, that came from 1980 because that just happened to be the slogan for Ronald Reagan. And see, as I've shared with you, just to prove my point, over and over again, friends, because I always put my foot back down on the Word of God and the testimonies of Jesus Christ and what the truth is and what the truth is not. I was told by Michael Peruca, the presidential candidate in 2004, that during a CNP meeting, Council on National Policy in Washington, D.C., he said that if you were to take Jesus and put him in a room, and you took, and though all these conservatives profess to be Christians, and you put Ronald Reagan in another room, he said Jesus would be left all alone. See, that's the problem with all of you people that are going along to get along. And then I can hear someone out there saying right now, well, then who are we to vote for? Well, why are you playing at the table of the cards that have been dealt to you rather than the ones that you really want? And I've asked you that before. But I can get nothing out of you during live radio other than the fact that when we're off the radio, you can take a shot at me. You can give me a Facebook text or you can give me an email. Taking a shot at the fact. And the fact of the matter is you don't like the truth. You know, when you look back in 2008, or was it 2004, and we were to look at how many people were in this country at that particular time, there was like 312 million people. I can pull up the exact number in just a moment here. There was like 312 million people in this country. And then I asked the question, how many candidates were there that were actually in the presidential race that you knew of? And then I asked you the next question. So how many of them did you know of? You only knew two of them. And who was it? It was Barack Hussein Obama, and it was Mr. Songbird McCain himself. Because the other 15 candidates, there was actually 17 of them, you didn't hear of the other 15 that were actually qualified for that position because the state-controlled narrative wouldn't give them any airtime. So, folks, you want to talk about being controlled from the top to the bottom? You want to talk about being played like a deck of cards from the top to the bottom, friends? You constantly are, but you refuse to come to the light that's going to set you free and the truth that's going to set you free and actually call out the candidates that you actually want. But you're willing to just go ahead and settle for what's been given to you, and then you get the same exact results, and then you wonder why you're in a position that you're in today. And I'm saying this because, friends, I love you with my heart. There was 312,511,424 people. There was 15 candidates, but yet again, you only heard about Barack Hussein Obama and John McCain. And friends, what's the difference between John McCain and Barack Hussein Obama? Absolutely nothing. What's the difference between Barack Hussein Obama and Mitt Romney? Absolutely nothing. What's the difference between Donald Trump and Barack Hussein Obama or Hillary Clinton, friends? If you look at the things that they agree to, friends, they are in the same line concerning ideologies, friends. They're both for abortion. They're both for homosexuality. The very things that history teaches us the last two stages before a nation is judged by God are accepting those two. So I'm just, in all sincerity, laying to your candor, America, the truth. And P.S., I didn't say this. Mrs. Trump said it. And do I, when I look at Donald Trump, do I think that he really loves America? Well, if he really loved America, I got another question for you. How is he going to love America if he doesn't love God with his whole heart, mind, soul, and strength? And how does he know God if he's never had a reason to repent before God? Because the church has never given him a reason to repent. That's why. That shows you how much the American church in this country loves God. They love him so much that they disobey. They're derelict of duty at every step of the way. And it saddens me when I look at what's going on. You know, because they want to stay inside of the building and they want to play it safe. And we've talked about this so much. But really, when we look at the corruption in politics, that is the fruit of a church that has left off God's moral law. And they left off Jesus Christ. Listen to Dietrich Bonhoeffer and listen carefully as to what he said. Jesus Christ lived in the midst of his enemies. At the end, all his disciples deserted him. On the cross, he was utterly alone, surrounded by evildoers and mockers. Furthermore, friends, he was crucified by the religious hypocrites of the day, the Herodians and the Pharisees. He was forsaken by his own disciples who said that, listen, I would die for you before I would ever deny you. Okay? They all forsook him. And also keep in mind, he was crucified for telling the world the truth, regardless if they like to hear it or not. That's how much he loved you. Dietrich Bonhoeffer goes on, for this cause he had come, to bring peace to the enemies of God. So the Christian, too, belongs not in the seclusion of a cloistered life, but in the thick of the foes. There is his commission, his work. The kingdom is to be in the midst of your enemies. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Having black church up in here, right? Bring it down, Brother Dean. Okay. Bonhoeffer goes on. He wants to be among friends, to sit among roses and lilies, speaking of the hypocrites, not with the bad people, but with the devout people. Oh, you blasphemers and betrayers of Christ, said Bonhoeffer. If Christ has done what you are doing, who would ever have been spared? Exactly. Hey, folks, at any time, during my radio program, and you want to get on the radio and counter what I'm telling you, go for it. 1-866-582-9933. Let me reiterate. I don't want your emails. I don't want your live feeds. I don't want your filthy conversation left on my answering machine. Because you're too spineless to get up on the radio show and let America and 53 other countries hear what you have to say. But you already know it doesn't carry any weight, and therefore that's why you don't call in. I want to say to you, you're a part of the problem, not a part of the answer. You're a part of the problem, not a part of the answer. And what's really sad about all this, friends, and then these people, after they do the killing, it reminds me of Jesus when he was being crucified, when the Pharisees were saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. Hey, friends, these conservatives, you better bet your bottom dollar, 99% of them profess that they're Christ's. We have no king but King Caesar. Now, does that not go back to my comment concerning Reagan and Jesus? It absolutely does, and it proves my point to a T that there is no difference between them and the people that they complain about. Because for the most part, friends, you are a part of the problem if you're not standing against it to bring about resolve. I'm going to come right back. Hey, folks, this is like blaming God for evil, right? It's like blaming the sun for darkness, these people do.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
And I know I got some of you guys out there hiding behind your wife's skirts, and you're mad at me right now because I'm talking about your little golden calf. I know. You know, the fact of the matter is I care about you enough to tell you to quit playing the dupes of ill-designing men. That's what I do on this radio program. I mean, do I become your enemy because I tell you the truth, Paul said? Apparently so. You know, here's the resolve. Because people ask me all this time, Bradley, who are you voting for? I'm not that stupid. And I've shared with you, friends, Charles Spurgeon's quote. He said, of the lesser of two evils, he said, choose neither. Because you're going to be held responsible before God for whatever choice or whatever less compromise you make. And you know what compromise is already, friends. Compromise is where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong. And by you selecting one of these two candidates, Hillary Clinton or Barack, Donald Trump, you're playing right into the narrative. What about all the other candidates? What about all the other options? I'll tell you how to fix the problem. Here, let's fix the problem. Turn the television off and force the media to do their job. by picking the candidates that you truly want, rather than the ones that are served up on a platter to your own demise. Force the media to tell the truth. Hold them accountable. We already know that this is propaganda. We already know that this is bought and paid for. So therefore, you already know that you're being lied to. So why would you feed into that? Why would you feed into a system like that? And this is why the Lord spent so much time. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. James 4:4, going over to 2 Corinthians 6, it talks about come out from among them, be separate. And let me ask you the question, going to Amos 3:3, friends. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Well, I don't agree with everything he says. Well, how can you be agreed in part, friends? Because Christians, you do need to understand there's supposed to be no schism in the body. There's to be no division. Furthermore, when you go to 1 Corinthians, it talks about how we're supposed to be of the same heart, mind, and the same judgments. Christ isn't divided. Yet, even in the church in America today, we see all the different branches of the church. And isn't it interesting? We have the Presbyterians and the Methodists. We have the Lutherans. We have the Catholics. They all claim that they belong to Christ. Well, what happened? Man got in there with his own ideas and he divided other men in the body of Christ. Because a little leaven got into that lump. And it leavened the whole lump. Because you didn't deal with the foxes that meant to spoil the vine. And folks, Scripture warns us of this over and over and over again. There shouldn't be all these different denominations in the Christian church. We all have the same head. His name is Jesus Christ. He told us all the same things. Oh, and I can hear some say, no, well, it's my interpretation. No, wait a second. The Holy Ghost says the same thing to everybody. And furthermore, when you go to the book of Timothy, it talks about how all scriptures given by the inspiration of God for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Okay? And really what it comes down to is when you look at all the different denominations, you can always find out what the problem is without fail. The cross. They want to leave off the cross. It's where they want to obey and where they don't want to obey. They're like a bunch of pigeons picking peas as to the ones they'll eat and the ones they don't like. And that's exactly what it comes down to every single time without question. It's the cross. How much of the burden of Christ are they willing to take on? Have they lost their life that they might find their life? Nope. They haven't lost their life. They're still trying to find it. And that's why they're lost. Because it's still about them. Now, one of the things that I just brought up during the last segment, friends, is the sun to blame for darkness? I mean, because blaming God for all of the evils in this world is like blaming the sun for all of the darkness. I mean, don't blame the Christians for telling you the truth while you're in bondage to Satan. They're doing you a favor. Now, during my radio show recently, I was talking about how blaming God for all of the evils in the world is like blaming the sun for darkness. In other words, God is blamed for the evils in this world rather than the good. He gave and still gives through Jesus Christ, John 3:16, and that he continues to give through his mercy on a daily basis. Read Psalm 103. Now, let me put an analogy to your ears. There's a story told of a man in a London airport who decided to purchase some English butter cookies. He opened the small tin, he took one out, then placed the tin at his feet. After waiting for his flight for some time, a middle-aged woman smiled politely and sat next to him. To his astonishment, without a word of permission, she reached down, took a cookie out of the tin, and she ate it. This man couldn't believe what this complete stranger had just done. Suspecting that it may be a local custom, he smiled awkwardly and he took a second cookie himself. She then took a third. Then she took the very last cookie, looked at him, broke it in half, and offered it to him. The audacity of this woman. Different words such as impudent, rude, brazen, presumptuous flashed through his mind in a split second. Now, as he was about to express his thoughts, he bent down and saw that his identical tin of cookies was still at his own feet. In an instant, he realized that he had been the brazen, rude, and impudent person. See, he had been eating the cookies of a complete stranger. He also realized how her response to his actions had, in truth, have been very gracious. When you look a little deeper at the plight that man has put himself in, you'll find that it is man and sin man chooses to commit, which are responsible for the evils in which this world holds. Read James 1:12. Not God. A man not following the rule of God's government is the very reason evil exists in this world. It always has been, and it always will be. There are so many wars within and without that could simply be prevented if man would subject himself to the meek King of glory, Jesus Christ. And yet, because man rebels, war continues, and man has the audacity to blame God. Religion is to blame. Religion is to blame. We hear it all the time. Oh, so you religious people are the reason for war. Well, you know what? There's a righteousness and there's a wickedness. We mean to establish righteousness. So if there's war because we're telling you the truth, then molen lab, bring it on. Because by the grace of God, we're not moving. When you go through the Ten Commandments to see the reason of the evils in this world, you'll understand really quick. For example, the Lord said through the Ten Commandments, the first one, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Hey, friends, there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. When you serve other gods outside of Jesus Christ, you bring it about the war to your own front door, and then the wrath of God abides upon you, and then you get angry at Him for what you're guilty of. So, let me ask you, do you serve other gods? Number two, that means anything your heart's attached to before the God of heaven. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is namely like unto this, that you love your neighbor as yourself. Number two is, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a God that overlooks lying, stealing, adultery, cheating, so on and so forth. Hey folks, if that's the case and you say the grace of God covers your sin, you are sadly mistaken. Galatians 5 tells us we're not to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. You're creating a God to suit your sin. Your God does not exist. Number three, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Practice what you preach, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So, America, Christians, do you practice what you preach? Number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Do you honor God by giving your heart to him and your hand to man? Number five, honor your father, hold in high esteem your father and your mother, as so far as they follow the Lord, that thy days may be along upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Do you hold your parents in high esteem? It's the first commandment with promise. Number six, thou shalt not kill. That's what the law said. Grace said in Matthew 5, even if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment. Are you in danger? Are you guilty of committing the crime of killing somebody by being angry with your brother without a cause? Number seven, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said, even if you look upon a man or a woman to lust after him, that you've already committed adultery with them in your heart. He said, it's more profitable for you to pluck out one of your eyes than it is for you to go to hell with both. He's showing you the value of your soul by showing you the value of your eyes, friends. You wouldn't sell them for, folks, $1 trillion. Number eight is, thou shalt not steal. Have you ever stolen anything, great or small? Doesn't matter. Stealing is stealing. Number nine is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Don't lie. Have you told a lie? Hey, a false witness shall perish. Don't forget that, friends. And number ten is, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his mule, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Friend, have you lusted after something that doesn't belong to you? Now, I want you to understand, and I end with this. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Talk to you in 23.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We've all been taught that when you die, and if you're good, you go to heaven. What if you found out that when you die, you don't go to heaven, but you sleep in the grave and await a resurrection? We built a website for the curious. It's called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. Thebiblesaysthat.org dismantles misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own way, your own answers straight from the Bible. Find out who's really in heaven at thebiblesaysthat.org.